It was a great country. The land of the free, the home of the free coupon. It was a great country with blossoms that sprang up like a sore on the tip of your cock. A fatal bloom that started with a wink and a cocktail, you betcha, and ended with dismal, unassailable regret for the time before. It was a great cunt that came down from the north and swallowed us up like Kali and Durkata, wearing skulls as beads around her neck and neckline, lips snarling and smacking and smiling and smeared and soaked with blood, painted ripe and fresh from the feast. A whore of Babylon chained to the beasts, rising, ascending, settling like a cloud, and blotting out the sun for 30 days of night. It was a great country. Until it wasn't. I have this fear, this yawning pit in my gut like a black hole, sucking my confidence in the mechanism that had kept us all afloat these last few centuries. A mechanism, a clock, a timepiece whose springs had all long ago been sprung by the highest bidder, and yet we still wear it because we like the fob. Because the fob tells us the mechanism is still in place, because look at the pretty, pretty fob. I have this fear that we are choosing and chosen our own imminent demise. Choosing and chosen our own deaths, hunted down and riddled with bullets from a great black hawk that follows us with devilish perseverance in the name of God. Choosing and chosen this because everybody else is choosing and chosen it. Choosing and chosen because we have no choice but to choose until it's chosen. Don't look back. God's will be done. Pillars, salt, free salt. I fear we have succumbed to the erection of avarice. We have pumped our national cock to the bursting point, and now the jizz is hitting the pan global fan. I can't sleep at night. I'm up at 3:14 a.m. every night, every morning, haunted. I know it's coming. I saw it before it came. I see it now, decades in the future, as time folds in around itself, years from when I first write this. Now, as we huddle in shadows, wondering how, remembering when. I feel like a receptor, a lightning rod, a tower waiting to fall. I feel so ashamed for these thoughts, but if I don't get them down, and it happens, if I remain clogged and clotted and static and silent, every pore in my body will burst open and drench my sheets with shame. But if it doesn't happen, and I say this, and it doesn't happen, well then I'm merely a hyper-fatalistic, fantasy-spewing, pity-pat, paranoid, paint-chip-chewing, tinky-winky Teletubby, unable to distinguish between my fantasies and the realities assaulting them, and settling for throwing my bottle out of the crib. I can handle that. But here is the fear. The cloudburst predicted on the extended 5-day forecast from a faded newspaper found in someone's trunk in the back of an attic 3 decades from now. From then. So, one morning before the sky fell down around us, before the calendar was revised, before the walls went up downtown to isolate the power from the people, and the Principate of Battery Park City became the marbled entry gate to the brave new world, I was exploring the internet, our daily oracle, for information about the vice presidential debate, and I remember seeing something about a well-respected psychic predicting the outcome of the historically pivotal debate. While she gave the win to the elder statesman, and not to the whore of Babylon, not to the caribou Barbie pit bull in edible panties, the well-respected psychic said the outcome really wouldn't matter much, since, well, within the next quarter moon or so, there would be a catastrophic event that would create chaos, resulting in a civil war, a second national upheaval. As we revolted against our own country and the government declared martial law, canceling the elections and extending the incumbent puppet's presidency indefinitely. But that was next week, the oracle said. That was a week in the future. It's already history, so don't worry about it, because you can't do anything about it, because it's God's will be done. So don't worry about it. I've been worried for years, and they tell me not to worry about it. Where's the fun in the apocalypse if I can't worry about it? So I thought, what catastrophic event could trigger a national meltdown of civic unrest of historic proportions? And I'm looking back with hindsight, 3 decades into the future, back to when it happened. Can I prevent the unpreventable from happening? Can I go back and catch the world in my hands before it's too late? Well, okay, back to then, back to the past, while it is still the present. While I was thinking, what was I thinking when it was just about to happen? The end of days, the time when the world changes, the shifting of plates of power, of epoch. What could be catastrophic enough to warrant a second civil war? I thought, well, they could assassinate the great Black Hope. That would be catastrophic. The puppet empire, using a puppet doctrine of preemptive retaliation, could very easily anticipate a convulsion of biblical proportions based not only on race, but on belief, and on faith, and on income, and on six-packs, and six-pack abs. Or would a terrorist blow up the big White House or the State of the Empire building as the fight drenches our soil in blood, finally on our own shores? The government slammed into crisis mode and suspending all civic activities like voting and assumes command in a time of great crisis, maybe a nuclear bomb in Times Square. Or would the Python economy rise up to rattle the bones of the world with a universal freeze on all credit? Suddenly, no one was allowed any credit, and a loaf of bread cost $10,000, and no one could purchase anything, and the money lost all value. Now that could spark a doggone civil war, don't you know? And the empire had already consolidated military power, presidential power, and now the power of the entire economic future of the planet bailed out and sequestered in one itchy palm with a hungry trigger finger. Then, when the phone lines went down, the only form of communication left was the World Wide Web used by the beast and the whore, a web to catch the elite, the dissidents, the people who were not like them. And people simply became removed and erased mile by square mile by square mile because the state of emergency was truly a state of emergency, and the end justifies the means, don't you know? Soldiers in the streets shooting at our own people. Hungry for a slice of bread. Call me crazy. Call me pity pat. And looking back from the future, was there anything we could have done to stop this? Was there really a secret group of rich old white men guilty of overthrowing the country, of remapping the globe along the lines and charters of big business, of avarice? Have we become ghosts in the machine? And how do we live now? Hiding in dugouts, now in abandoned theaters, now in underground subway tunnels, now hiding from the right, from the wall, from the leader, the right hiding from the right. How do we maintain our humor, our humanity, when we are hunted down and live by concealment according to the fulfillment of the prophecies? I mean, where's the fun part of the apocalypse already?